six parasha, Parashas Matos. The parasha begins with a woman who does a neder, accepts an oath on herself, and her husband has the ability to cancel, right? To basically revoke her nether. But she doesn't know that the husband took it away. So she thinks she still has a nether. And then she went and she ate. Let's say she said a nether, I'm not going to eat any apples. She went and she ate apples. But she thought it's all sir, but really it was mutter. So it says in the pasuk, in the parasha, Hashem yislachlo. From here you learn that she gets a slicha, she needs to have a special mechil from HaKadosh Baruch Hu for the fact that she intended to do something wrong. The Gemara tells us, that's what the Gemara brings in Nazir Dav Chav Gimel, Torah Rabbanan Isha Eferim Vashem Yislachlo B'Isha She'efer Lo Baila. The Baal was made for the nether. V'Lo Yado. She didn't know about it. HaKos Tavir David. She Tzricha Kaporo V'Slicha. She needs to get Kaporo HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Ukisha Magir be Akiva Tzapasuk Zeh Haya Boich. Akiva learned this pasuk, he started crying. Mami she's kavin la lois biyodo bosa chazir, vado biyodo bosa tole. This, a person wanted to eat chazir. He took a piece of meat. He thought it was chazir. He thought it was something bad. But eventually what happened, what really was there, it wasn't a piece of meat of chazir. It was tole, it was regular meat. Still tone kapara, v'slicha, he needs to get kapara from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That's why it says Hashem yislach lo, Hashem will forgive her. Forgive her for what? Because she thought she's doing something wrong. Someone who intended to do something bad and actually did something bad. And that's where Rabbi Akiva used to cry because of this idea. Crying, so how severe is the midas adin? Even when a person, you know, he didn't even do anything wrong. He just thought he's doing something wrong. He needs to get a kapara. So the famous question of the Achronim where he asked, how could that be? Really, we have a rule? The rule is, Machshava Ra Eina Kadosh Baruch Hu Mitzarif L'Maisa. Right? As the Gemara in Kiddush, the Gemara says, the Gemara wants to say, we're speaking about a person, how can it be that a person is doing a mitzvah, and he still dies from doing the mitzvah? So the Gemara says, maybe while he was doing the mitzvah, he was thinking something bad. So the Gemara says, Machshava Ra Eina Kadosh Baruch Hu Mitzarif L'Maisa. If he's thinking about something bad, the Gemara brings Machshava Tov, Gemara is mitzvah l'maisa. Shavu on that. Right, that's the Gemara brings in the story. But the l'maisa comes up from the Gemara in Kiddushin. The Gemara does not become Machshava mitzvah l'maisa. So here, what happened? Me ikardin. What do you have? He did the right thing. He didn't. She didn't do anything wrong. But because she thought she was doing something wrong, she had the intention to do something wrong. So you have to punish her. She has to have a special sikh on Kiddush Bochum.
Right. Really, would have done it. She's
right.
So they never did a ma'isara. So that one here, she did the ma'isara.
But she didn't do ma'isara. It was a ma'isara.
But she did a ma'isara. Oh, she did a pula.
Oh, so here, so that's when right when I get to. So by say what? Yeah.
Let's say somebody wanted to hoshnari to prevent it, so it doesn't get a bear. But let's say he talked to hoshnari many times. The whole long.
So then machshava. So we'll be able to get the following thing. So I said that chayim have two ways to understand it. The Truma Sakri in Akdama, he says, really the way it works is like this. Why is Machshava Ra in HaKadosh Baruch Hu Mitzarif L'Maisa? The reason is, because who says he's going to do something wrong? A person has a bad intention, he wants to do it, but L'Maisa, maybe at the end of the day he's going to be prevented. So maybe what's going to happen when he's going to try to do it, he's not going to do it. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is not going to come and do it just because you want to do something bad, doesn't really make you do something bad. But here, this is similar to what you're saying. Here, she did something. She had a bad machshava. She did. Now, technically, when she did it, it wasn't bad. You can't say she didn't. She did everything she could in her ability to do something bad. So what does the Torah agree with say? Really, HaKadosh Baruch Hu does punish for machshava ra. But only machshava ra, which can have come from potential to fruition, to a davara. But if it doesn't get to it, it's only machshava ba'alma, then you're not going to be punished. Okay? That's what the Torah Sakri say. Machshava, you could be punished, but that's the machshava that actually led to a mas. The Briskarov, Sherry Briskarov brought down a different answer. Briskarov says no. Machshava, there's no punishment on machshava. But, so So why here she gets punished? Because she did a maisa. No, but she didn't do anything wrong. In her mind, this was something wrong. And a maisa, the way that we scroll is defined, a maisa is not defined based on what the metzias is. A maisa is not an objective thing. Oh, it is good or bad. The maisa, the deed, is defined based, it's subjective. Is how do you treat it? You did something which you thought is bad, you have a bad maisa over here. You did something which you thought was good, so you don't have a bad maisa over here. It depends on how you look at it. We find something very similar. The Gemara tells us in Kiddushin, when you have trei v'trei, you have two edim, Reuven and Shimon testify that a woman is divorced. Levi and Yehuda testify she's not divorced. So nobody can marry her because maybe she's not divorced. She only can marry one of the edim, only Reuven and Shimon. Why? For Reuven and Shimon's mind, this is good. They have an edus, they have a testimony, they said this woman is divorced, they can marry her. For everybody else, it's not good. It's really subjective. How do you define the maisa? So really, according to Biskov, there's no such thing as getting punished for a machshav. But you're able to punish for a maisa. By this maisa was good, a person wanted to eat chazir. And now it's not chazir. No, he thought it was chazir. So in his mind, this is a bad maisa. He did a bad maisa. It's defined as a bad maisa. Now, a being of Kirina La Halacha, as well down between the understanding of the true Sakri, the Biskov, is the following. We have an Halacha. The Machlok is Rambam and Raiva, the Gabi Yechus Brochus. The Rambam holds, Kolo Oichel Dover Osur. He eats anything bad. Any Osur. He eats something which is wrong. Bein Bezodoin, Bein Mishgogo, Ein or Ivorchel, Lo Betchilo, Velo Besef. You don't do a bracha on it. Raiva argues, he says, you do a bracha, you just don't do Zimun. We do a bracha. The Shulchan Aruch Paschal is like the Rambam. Shulchan Aruch and Simon Kuf Tzadik Vov and Arachayim. Ochel Dover Yisur, Abba Mishayin, Osur Elu Midarabana, it's Osur. Rahul Midarabana, Ein Mizamlal, Ve'ein Mivarchim, Loi B'tchila, Ve'loi B'sayf. You don't do a bracha now in the beginning, and now then even there Rabbana. When someone asked the question, can you say the same thing regarding someone who's eating meat during the 9 days? Eating meat during the 9 days is not even as a minhag. Why say, it's, like you said, even it's also Midarabana. So maybe a person who eats meat should not do a bracha. Now, we're not talking about people that are Rishayim. We're talking even Mishayim. Someone went by mistake, he ate. He ate something wrong. Don't do bracha achrayim, it's over Yisr. Okay, so it's a Yemal Ladun. If it's a Yisr Be'etzim, it's only a Yisr, which has to do with time. If it's different, we'll leave that aside. But here, so the rule is, when you eat something which is Asur, then you don't do a bracha. Shlomo Zalman and Brachas, we can hear in the Deer Show, has the following question. In the case that we have, that a person is eating basur, he thinks it's chazir, and he's eating, but it's really not chazir, does he do a bracha or not? Does he do a bracha? Let's see, he did it, everybody, when I spoke about it, someone said, this guy is eating chazir, and then he wants to do a bracha. Said the guy, let's say either it was a mistake, or even it was intentional. We're talking about intention over here. And right away he did it, then he regrets it. He said, shh, what did I do? Slichu b'chila kash brochu. What can I do? Should I do bracha achori now or not? Who's still wrong? Should I do bracha achori now or not? So Shlomo Zalman has suffix. Do you do bracha or not? This seems to be depending on this machlekes. According to the Truma Sakri, when you have in mind this chaz, it's not chazer, he gets punished with a bad machshava. But the mice, what did he eat? He ate regular meat. He has to do bracha achori now. But according to the risk of the define a maisa subjectively based on what you thought, he right now had intention and went to eat chazir. This wasn't chazir, but for him was chazir. So for him, this was a maisa iser. Maisa iser, don't do a bracha achrayim. That will be an afkirim between the two things. We find other things like, yeah, if a person is doing, for example, you have a gezel. I told you, you have this idea. Person wanted to test his workers. So he put money out there. So this money is hefker. But they thought it was not hefker. They stole it. He's doing here a maisa gezel or not. So again, it depends how you define it. In their mind, they did gezel. The maisa wasn't gezel. You could say the same discussion. Do you go based on the machshav, based on the maisa? Look at the maisa over here. The maisa, just to end, this we're ending, this is our last year for the summer. Taking a break in a few weeks. But it comes out that really, as we're dealing with this, the Mashmos, the Briskerov, the Mice is defined based on how we look at it. Really, that's us. It really connects to the days we are right now, during the Bein HaMitzrayim. You know, the Gemara in Pesachim tells us that in today's world, you have two types of brachas. You have a bracha of dinamis for bad things, and you have a bracha of a toivah meiti for good things. Lasted lava is only one bracha. What's the bracha? A toivah meiti. So as a Sfarim brings, which other speaks about it, what do you mean lasted lava? Lasted lava, obviously there'll be no death, so no dinamis. He says, no, it's not the pshat, the lasted lava, things will be only good. It means that lasted lava, when we're going to look backwards, and we'll see all the tzores, and all the galuyos, and all the bad things that happen in Olam Hazeh, we will know then to turn around and say that bracha atav amet. Because in Olam Haba, everything will be clear that everything was for good. So really, all the things that are happening in this world depends how you look at it. In this world, it looks like bad. It looks like a bad ma'aseh. But lost in love, it'll be a toivah meitiv. You define the ma'aseh based on really what it is. This is really the days that we are right now through Bein HaMitzrayim, is times of galus, which will turn to be geula. That's the whole idea of nechama. Nechama means lashon nicham Hashem. Nicham means you change your mind. It's not just that from now on it'll be good. But the real nechama is with all the bad that happened, you realize it really was good. It's really you define the ma'aseh based on your machshava. The idea of the nedarim, you define the ma'aseh based on how you think about it. And based on Hashem, we should be able to get to a time where all thoughts will be positive. It will turn the whole ma'aseh that we have to geula shleimo to Mary Bamin.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Okay. Good way to